trust the process, trust the timing of life, like enjoy every part of like the practice, your teammates. I remember my freshman year, I got an Instagram post, I don't know who posted it, and it's like, you don't know when's they're gonna, like, when it's going to be the last time you're gonna have like a meal with your teammates. Cause like whenever you graduate, you're not gonna be like in college life anymore.
Yeah.
And like that really hit me, cause like that's true. Like I'm gonna have my college experience for 5 years, and like mm-hmm. that's like something like you have to like get every second out of it.
Yeah.
So like just enjoy every moment and every travel and everything.
Everybody, and welcome back or welcome to the 28th episode of the Volley Talk podcast. My name is Tasha and I am your host for today. My voice sounds quite funny today, but we are finally back with another episode. I apologize for the delay. There have just been too many things going on, especially in the world now. It's crazy. I would like to extend my prayers for the dear people in Ukraine right now. It is extremely unfair what is happening to them. I feel so sad seeing those images and videos on Instagram and YouTube. It is insane how one person can abuse his power and cause so much suffering to millions and millions of people. And I just hope and pray that this war comes to an end immediately. Anyway, our guest for today is an up-and-coming beach volleyball star from Spain. She won silver at the Under-21 World Championships in Phuket, Thailand, 3 months ago. She is currently a sophomore who is studying at Texas Christian University, and they have been on a really good winning streak. What most people don't know about our guest for today is that she played tennis at a very high level for 11 years before switching to beach volleyball, where she has found immense success and will only continue to have more. She is none other than Daniela Alvarez from Spain. Daniela is such a sweet girl, and it was certainly a very fun conversation that we had. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Hi, Daniela. Thank you so much for being here with us today. First of all, congratulations on winning silver in the Under-21 World Championships. How was that experience like for you?
Hi, thank you so much. I mean, it was like an amazing experience. It was my second Under-21. And like, I really wanted to get into the finals, because I already got a bronze medal like mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
Ah.
And Sophia, my partner, and I, we couldn't practice at all. I was in United States and like she wasn't training in Spain. So like we got together to Thailand and like we practiced for 2 days and then we played the tournament, and like it was pretty fun.
Wow, that's amazing. The fact that you guys didn't even practice together and went to the finals, earned a second place.
Yeah, I mean, I used to live in the Spanish national team training center. Mm-hmm. So like we practiced together for like 2 years,
mm-hmm.
back in 2017, 2018. So like we know each other so well. Sophie is one of my best friends off and on in the course. So like it wasn't that I didn't know her. So
Okay. So you mentioned that this is your second Under-21. So how old are you actually?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay. So we are actually the same age. Cool.
Yeah, I'm a junior in college.
Oh, I see. All right. So I want to get to the bottom of all this, and I want to ask you, you know, who is Daniela Alvarez? What is the story? How did you first start beach volleyball?
So this is kind of funny. I used to play tennis. I played tennis for 11 years.
Ah, 11 years. That's a pretty long time.
Yeah. I played till I was 14 years old. And in 2016, I wasn't really sure about tennis anymore. I was competing like national and like a little bit of international, but like not much, mostly like national tournaments. And like my tennis club has like all these sports, has volleyball, has hockey, has basketball. And one of my classmates at my high school, she was like Nati Cham in my same club, but for indoor volleyball. So like we were sitting together in class and she was all the time like, you should come, you should try it, like you're gonna like it. I mean, I know that you're good at tennis, but you're gonna love it. And I was like, I'm not sure, like I've been working so hard for tennis like pretty much all my life.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know if like I wanna switch, but I was almost like getting tired of tennis. So I was like, I'm gonna give it a try. And I played 3 months of indoor, and there was the national championship for beach volleyball, but it was for states. So like one coach has to like select like 4 people to go to compete like for my state. And they selected like 10 people and a lot of them said that they couldn't go.
Oh.
So they told me to go. I went there, and then at the national championship, they asked me if I wanted to join the Spanish National Training Center for beach volleyball.
Oh.
I only practiced for that tournament 2 weeks. I didn't know how to play beach volleyball at all. I almost didn't know how to play indoor volleyball either. But somehow they asked me, I mean, I'm tall, so like, I don't know, I feel like they saw a future in me, and like, I moved out of my house, I was 14, and I moved to Lorca, and that's how I started playing beach volleyball.
Wow, that's an insane story. I mean, I feel like it's kind of like meant to be, you know, because you just played for 3 months, you got called to a beach volleyball tournament, and then they just called you to the national program just like that.
Yeah, it's amazing because like my dad moved, so that city is like 9 hours far away of my house.
Wow.
Like of my hometown, and my dad moved like 1 hour away from the national training center that year. So like we were going to like be almost living together again. And like, well, finally he moved back to my hometown, and like I stayed like just by myself in Lorca.
Oh, okay. So how was it like being in that national training program? You know, I mean, I'm sure everyone else had much more experience than you. Did you feel like nervous or scared or anything?
So at the beginning we were 4 girls and 4 boys. They all knew each other from like the tournaments. They all played like European champs or like world champs together. But like, I mean, I was new. I literally didn't know anyone in the world. So like at first it was like kind of soaking. I was more shy than I'm right now. So it was hard to like, I don't know, like be comfortable in like all the new things. But now like, I have friends for life. I have like people that it's like my family, and like I'm like I still go back every summer to practice there, and like almost all of the guys like are like my family, so it's so nice.
Yeah, I think that's the gift of sport, because everyone has the same interest, and like, you know, you can always hang out together and talk about the same things and have so much fun together.
Yeah, that's completely true. I will go to high school with them, and like I will see with them in practice and everything. So it's like I'm a one child, so I started having seven siblings my first year, and then it got like bigger, and we were like 14 or 15 people. So
wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. So Daniela, who or what inspires you along this journey?
Well, my parents has always been like my, I don't know how to say it, like the persons that you look up to. My dad played soccer. So like he did the sport. So like he always like guide me in like the good way, or he tried to. And after that, I'm so glad like all the coaches I had in my life, like my tennis coaches, all the coaches I had in Lorca, and like the coaches I have now at TCU, like they're so good, and like I'm so glad that like I have them in my journey, because like that's the reason why I am where I am.
So, yeah. So your parents are one of your biggest inspirations for you.
Yeah.
I see. So what would you say are some of your most memorable moments throughout your journey?
My first international medal. Well, no. Wait. So in Austria, it was, I think, 2018. It was the Youth Continental Cup. It was like the tournament to classify for the Youth Olympic Games. We were practicing the whole year for that tournament because we wanted to go to Buenos Aires.
Mm.
And like, we got a bronze medal. It was like my first medal I got with Tania. And like that whole tournament was amazing. Like we got that gold and like we earned it. Then, I don't know, I feel like that tournament like brings me like so much joy.
Mm.
But I don't know, like every tournament has their own story and like every part of the journey, I think I'm enjoying it. So mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, enjoying the process is the most important thing. So now you're currently studying in Texas Christian University, right? So how did that happen? Like, I'm curious to understand the story behind that.
So I told you before, I play tennis. Mm-hmm. And in Spain, it's so typical when you play tennis to go to the States to the college. Actually, I have two friends at TCU that mm-hmm. I knew since we are like 9 years old.
Mm.
They are in the women's tennis team and the other one is in the men's tennis team. We know each other since we are that young because of the tournaments we play like in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's crazy because like, since I'm like 9 years old, I always wanted to go to the States. And one of the things I was scared of when I moved, like when I changed to beach volleyball,
mm-hmm.
is that I couldn't come here to study.
Yeah.
And once like, Esther, my coach at TCU, reached out to me and like asked me if I wanted to like come to study here. I was like, yes, like that's my childhood dream.
Yeah,
I'm doing it right now. So like, I don't know. I'm so glad I got here.
Mm-hmm. I find it so amazing because like when you were playing tennis, you already had that dream. And then when you switched to beach volleyball, you weren't sure if you still could achieve that dream, but then like still somehow the path was still correct for you and then you still got to achieve your dream.
Yeah, I remember calling my dad like, I don't know what to do. Like, I really want to go to the States. I don't know if I should keep playing tennis and like, just keep playing for like 4 more years and then go to college. Mm-hmm. Or like, I should like, I don't know. And everything turned out well. So.
Yeah. That's amazing. So what are some of the biggest cultural differences that you have noticed here?
I think the culture is so different. I think the kind of relationship with people are different. Mm-hmm. Almost all my friends are international.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really feel it that much. But like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of cultural change and also the food. I don't know. I feel like Mediterranean food, the Spanish food, I don't know. I like it so much better.
Okay. So even for me also, I just came here like last year and I also noticed like everything is so different. So I just wanted to know like what you thought was different. That's interesting to know.
I think it's so different. Also like, in the academic part, I think like the teachers here like really want to help you. Like
yeah.
They don't care like if you reach them out of the class like at 9 p.m. Like they answer your emails.
Mm-hmm.
They schedule meetings to like help you with like, I had this programming class so hard. My teacher would like stay for me for so long. And like, I don't know, I think that's so nice that they really care about like how the students do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel the teachers here, they are very dedicated and they teach in a very fun way. I like the teachers here. So Daniela, now I'm going to ask you some of the best ever questions. So which is the best ever match that you have ever played?
The best ever match I've ever played. So if I had to choose one, I would say a round of 16 at the Youth Olympic Games. We played in the Central Court against Argentina. In Argentina, the full crowd was like, it was like 4K people or 5K people.
Oh, wow.
They were all cheering for Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I got into the game like shaking so much. I was so nervous. Like, I was really feeling the pressure. I think I was 16 by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we won that match. And I don't know, my parents came to Argentina, so like, they were in the stands.
Oh.
Yeah, that was fun.
Do you remember the end score of that match?
That match, I think it was like 21-18, 21-19.
Oh, super and close.
I remember that I ended the game with a block.
Oh, that's the best feeling ever. That's amazing. So, which is the best ever team that you have played against?
So, I want to give a shout out because, like, in Spain, we had to, like, play each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all are juniors and, like, national tournaments. And it's, like, Tanya and I, we will play against Sofia, the girl I play in Thailand with, and Aina. We will play each other a lot. And I think, like, even though, like, we're super friends inside the court and off the court, like, we will always have, like, really good matches.
Mm.
But also, we played Kerry Walls in China. So, that was amazing, too. So, yeah, I would say that, like, playing in China against Kerry Walls and Brooke Sweet.
Yeah, playing against the legend beach volleyball player.
Yeah.
Nice. And what about the best ever venue that you have competed in?
Thailand this year was amazing. I was so sad because, like, 2 years ago, the public was amazing. Like, the atmosphere when you were playing at the court was amazing. Like, it was full.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this year we couldn't have, like, spectators in the matches.
Yeah.
So, like, that was kind of sad. But, like, the venue, like, the ocean and everything was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Izmir was so pretty, too. We played there, like, a European time, like, 2 years ago.
Oh.
And in Italy, my second European championship, we played, like, in a little island, Vulcano. So pretty.
Wow. That sounds so nice. Makes me feel like traveling right now. That's so cool.
I think in beach volleyball, we are so lucky with the venues we have.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, we, like, sometimes we have to play in parking lots, but another times we play in the really pretty, like, beaches around the world. So, like, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's one of the perks of being a beach volleyball player. So, 100%. Daniela, which is one team that you would really love to play against, past or present?
That I've never played or that I have played?
That you have never played that you would like to play, like, no matter it's a old team that doesn't exist anymore or even a current team.
Let me think. I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. There's just too many teams in the world right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there's so much level right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to choose.
Okay. What, instead of team, what about one player who you would really love to play against if you have one?
So as I said that I have played against, like, Kerry Walls, I would love to play against April Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Olympic champion. So, April Ross, yes. Have you met her before?
No.
Oh, okay. Wait, wasn't she at that four-man tournament in Texas?
Yeah, but I think that tournament was in Austin. And I live in Fort Worth, so it's like 3 hours, 4 hours away.
Oh, I forget how big Texas is.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like, sometimes my friends are like, yeah, I'm in Houston. And I'm like, okay, I'm 5 hours away.
Yeah. I see, I see. So, Daniela, what's the toughest challenge that you had to face throughout in your career, and what lesson did it teach you?
I think I wouldn't consider it like the hardest, but like, it was pretty tough when I moved to Lorca and like I didn't know anyone, because like it was like I was 14.
Yeah.
I had to start like living by myself, like doing the laundry. I mean, I will live with like people from like 16, 17, 18 years old. So like it wasn't that I was living by myself in a house. But like, I don't know, it was tough to like stop living in like my house.
Yeah.
And then also when I moved to Texas, all my team and like all the people I met here were like so nice. But I was the only international at the beginning in my team. So like that was kind of hard too. Now we are like 5 internationals. We are 4 Spaniards and 1 Puerto Rican. So like Spanish. So yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I know. I have been in the same position as you before. Like, even also for me, when I was 14, I had to move to another school and I was all by myself. So it is really tough in the beginning, and you have to really keep stepping out of your comfort zone, talk to people, learn the culture and everything. But once you get used to it, then you feel like you've transformed, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love having like lives in different parts of the world. But like, I feel like once you start there, it's kind of tough. But once you get like the rhythm, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Daniela, like, you know, during a match, okay, let's say the under 21 World Championship Finals, there'll be some tough situations, right? How do you sort of calm yourself down during those situations, or how do you overcome it?
So I'm usually pretty chill, but like, when I'm like nervous, I usually go to my partner, I like hug her, like I breathe, and then I start like coming back to myself again. Yeah. So, well, I'm a pretty nervous person, but like I don't show it. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It depends on the time. Yeah.
That's an advantage though.
Yeah.
Wait, if I'm not mistaken, I remember that you're a left-hander, right?
Yeah, I'm a lefty.
Oh, that's so cool. So were you born a lefty, or did you train yourself to be a lefty?
No. So I'm lefty and my mom is lefty too. But like when you were like a few years ago in Spain, I mean a lot of years ago, they make you like write with your right hand.
If what?
You were lefty. So yeah, she's righty, but she was lefty. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then do you write with your right hand or left hand?
No. I'm fully left-handed.
Okay. That's super cool. I always find left-handed people so cool.
It's so weird because like there is a lot of things done for like righty people. So like, for example, I don't know how to like use the scissors with my left hand. Or like a lot of things that I have to use my right hand. So like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I throw with my right hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every time like someone like I pass them a ball or something, a football ball, and I throw with my right hand, and they're like, "Aren't you lefty?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I know, it's so weird.
It's funny how our habits work, like habits that were formed from our childhood and everything affect our lives.
I know.
That's interesting. So in your opinion, what's the most important quality that a beach volleyball player should have? So, you know, you came from a background of tennis and now you're in beach volleyball. What do you think are like the main differences?
I think, I mean, this in all these sports, but I think the mental part is like super important. Like there's a level that like everybody knows how to play.
Yeah.
And like the one that has like the toughest mental part like will win the match. And like I also feel that like it's super important like to be quick and be explosive.
So coming from a tennis background, right, I mean, tennis is an individual sport and everything, like how should I put it into words, but do you feel like that helped you a lot in beach volleyball?
100%. I mean, I'm super individual. It was like at first, at the beginning, it was tough for me to like, I used to love doubles in tennis.
Okay.
But even though when you play doubles, you're from like an individual part, like you don't practice with your partner at all. So like you go to the tournaments to play singles and then you sign up for the doubles. So like it's not like the important part. But I used to love playing doubles. But like whenever I could like do something wrong in the court or something, I could just like go by myself instead of like relying on my partner. And like that's something like I had to change like little by little. And I'm still have to like work on that. But like I don't know, I feel like having a partner, it's so nice because like you have like someone that's gonna help you inside the court. And like someone you can rely on. In tennis, if you have a bad day, you have a bad day and like you're done. But in beach volleyball, if you or your partner have a bad day, you can like manage to like make it work. So I think that's one of the funniest parts of like playing with someone.
That's so interesting, like from your perspective, coming from an individual sport to a team sport.
I don't know, I assume that I know this sounds weird, but like, I don't know, it's like so different. Like people like the people you practice with like wants you to be better in beach volleyball. And like, I don't know, in tennis it's not always like that. Like you could be playing against someone. Like in tennis Europe, you will play in the morning singles and in the afternoon doubles. You could play quarterfinals against your partner that you're gonna play semifinals.
What?
That was sweet. So like that's so weird.
Yeah. I never knew it was like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's mostly in juniors.
Tennis is very big in Spain, right? I'm sure.
Yeah. I feel like whole Europe is huge.
Yeah, I mean, most of the world's best players are from Europe. I see. So, Daniela, what are the hopes for the future of your career?
So, right now, I want to get my degree and, like, keep playing here for TCU and hopefully win a national championship one of my years at TCU. And I'm going to start playing with Tania this year.
I saw that.
Yeah, we want to start playing in the World Tour like together. We've been playing the World Tour, but like random tournaments and like with different pairs. Like this year I play with Angela Lobato and I play with Tania. So now I'm going to start playing with Tania. And like, I don't know, I think like both of us want to enjoy the process and like try to reach the Olympics. I think that's the main goal, like an Olympic medal for like all the beach volleyball players.
Yeah,
but like we want to enjoy the process. I think that's the main part to like last longer and like
I completely agree with you, enjoying the process and just taking it like one step at a time, right? Not setting like I mean, of course set goals, but not being stressed out if you don't reach the goal or whatever. And the most important thing is to just keep enjoying beach volleyball.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not like when you reach the goal, it's like how have you like done it to like reach it. I don't know. It's something that like changed in like my mental part once I got to the States. And like, I don't know, now I feel like I enjoy more every moment and where I am, and I'm not like worried about like what I could be doing. I'm where I'm at because of something. Like, I just have to work on it.
Wow, that's such a good mental shift to have. So, besides beach volleyball, what else do you like to do?
Well, I love playing tennis.
Well, what else?
Nah, I love the ocean. So, fun fact, the first time I played beach volleyball, I hated it because like I got super sandy and I didn't like the sand at all. I live 5 minutes away walking from the beach and I could only go like once a year. No kidding. And now I love it. Like,
wow.
Every time I can, I go to walk to the beach, mm-hmm. and like I go to swim. And like, I also love walking or like riding a bike with friends. And like, I don't know, hanging out with my people in like whatever part of the world I am, like travel and everything. I don't know. I pretty much love my life. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, just listening to you speak, I also feel so happy just from the things that you say, and it's just like you're so content with everything.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like, I mean, I just came back from Thailand. I mm-hmm. flew to Puerto Rico for 2 weeks and like I came back to Texas and I went to practice to LA for like a week.
Wow.
So I feel like I have no complaints at all right now.
Yeah, that sounds like pretty much the life. Cool. So, okay, Daniela, this is like a very far-fetched question, but I still want to ask you. So after retiring from the sport, I know it's still probably going to be a really long time, but what do you see yourself doing?
So I'm studying mathematics with astral science. And wow. Like, yeah, kind of tough sometimes. I don't know, I love the, I've been talking with some, like, so with some people that are actuaries, and I would love, like, in a moment of my retirement, I can, like, start working on that.
Mm.
Kind of tough, like, I will have to pass, like, a lot of exams, but, like, it's something, like, really attracts me, or if not, I don't really know, I think, like, working as astral science.
Wow. I mean, I don't really understand much about actuarial science, but from what I hear people say, it's like a very, very tough subject, and like, just, yeah, I can't, I'm not a maths person. I cannot. So much respect to you.
I think it's crazy because like no one knows in Spain what it is.
Really?
Like, I don't, and I've never heard of it till like I had to choose a major. Uh-huh. Well, I wanted to choose a major before coming to TCU. And I was so undecided. I didn't know if I wanted to do like business, accounting, or like economics.
Mm-hmm.
And like my dad like print me like some of the majors that he thought like I was going to like. And I was like, oh my God, this like has everything. It has accounting, finance, has economics, and has math. Like it has everything I like. So yeah. Sometimes it's really tough. I'm like thinking, why am I like studying this? But like another time it's like, I don't know, I like it.
That's amazing to hear. So, Daniela, what do you think are your strengths, both as an athlete and as a person?
I don't know. I think when I want to get, like when I want to reach something, I do everything I can do to like get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I know I want something, I really like work for it. So like that, I think that like that's what makes me like succeed sometimes. And I also don't know, I think like, I don't know, I like to see the people around me happy.
Aww.
So like, I don't know, that makes me happy too. So I don't know, I like that.
So to put it into a summary, you are very determined, resilient, and sweet girl. I would say that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes not, but like, pretty, yeah.
Okay, cool. So what do you wish that people knew more about you that they don't?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, I really don't know. I think like I'm a pretty open person sometimes, not always, because sometimes sometimes I cannot even go to talk to you because I'm shy. But like, and other times I like super open and outgoing. So like, yeah. But I don't know. I think like, I don't know.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. Sorry, that question is a bit difficult. Sometimes I'm thinking if I should put this question in, and then like some people take it while some people don't. So sorry, it's my bad.
I was thinking, but I was like, I really don't know. Like, I couldn't like have say that like I really worry about like what people opinions of me are, and like that's pretty bad. But like, I really don't care what they know and what they don't know. So like, that's weird.
No, I think I kind of understand you. It's like at the same time, how do I put it into words? But it's like what you said. It's like you care what people think about you, but at the same time, it's like who cares if they care, right? Yeah. Something like that. It's a very confusing thing, but
yeah,
I think I understand what you mean. Okay, what advice would you give to other aspiring beach volleyball players listening to this?
Trust the process, trust the timing of life. Like, enjoy every part of like the practice, your teammates. I remember my freshman year, I got an Instagram post, I don't know who posted it, and it's like, you don't know when it's going to be the last time you're gonna have like a meal with your teammates, because like whenever you graduate, you're not gonna be like in college life anymore.
Yeah,
and like that really hit me, because like that's true. Like, I'm gonna have my college experience for 5 years, and like that's like something like you have to like get every second out of it.
Yeah.
So like, just enjoy every moment and every travel and everything.
Nice, I love that. So, Daniela, what is the biggest lesson that volleyball has taught you about life?
It taught me how to like work on a team. I play indoor in like, but only for 3 months. So like that was really like a team bonding, I think, because like it wasn't really a good time. But like beach volleyball, and in this case, like Lorca and like TCU has taught me how to like work on a team, rely on people, and like work like so hard to make people work harder, and like to like we all improve at the same time. I don't know if like that makes sense. I don't know. I love the team spirit we have at TCU, and like I haven't been in a team before, and like it was kind of shocking like being like in a team of like, I think we were 17 my freshman year. Now we are like 27.
What? So, that's a lot of girls.
This year the team is huge, but like every single girl is so nice and so good and so sweet. So yeah, it's like has taught me how to like work on a team and like, I don't know, last year when we were playing the whole team, you maybe can lose your match, but like your team wins. And like the same with like, maybe you win your match and you win your point, but like your whole team loses.
So
like I feel like that make me like feel more like as a team.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
No, yeah, that totally makes sense. And like echoing on what you said, I think team culture is a very, very important thing, and everyone from the coaches to the players have a responsibility to build that team culture and make it such a strong program, right?
We lived at 6:30 a.m. and like if you have telling me like when I was like 15 years old I have to lift at like 6:30 a.m. that I have to set my alarm at 5:50, I could tell you what. And now like I literally go to the lifting room at like 6:15 a.m. that's the time we have to be, and like the whole team is like full of energy.
Wow.
And like that makes you like, I don't know, I'm really telling you like I'm so glad I'm in this team, because like I don't know how they can have that much energy at 6:15. I don't know how they do it. I really work my best of like be loud and everything, but like it's just crazy.
Wow. I'm so happy for you that you have found like your people and your team and you are thriving in that environment, because that's really the most important thing to go far in life. You know, that quote that says, you can, if you go alone, you can go fast, but if you go with the team, you can go far.
Yes.
Nice. So, Daniela, how can our listeners connect with you and support you along your journey?
So, yeah, I have Instagram. My main account is Daniela Alvarez.
Underscore?
Yeah. And then my new Instagram account with Tania.
Yeah, I saw that. I will put Alvarez the links in the bio.
Mm-hmm. And like we also are in TikTok. In TikTok, I don't use it much. I used to use it a lot more when I was young. But like now we have an account, Tania and I, Alvarez okay. Marinovich. So like take it out.
Okay, sure. I will put the links in the bio so everyone can check it out. Awesome. So Daniela, it has been such a pleasure to speak with you, get to know you, your amazing story and everything. But before we end this podcast, is there anything else that you'd like to share that I might have missed out?
No, thank you so much for reaching out to like talk to me. It's been a pleasure. Like you're so nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I hope to meet you one day. I hope to watch you play one day, really.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think we're playing in California this year.
Oh, okay. Like, do you know when you're coming to California or anything?
I think we're playing the last weekend of March at UCLA or UCLA and USC maybe, or UCLA both days. I'm not sure at all.
Okay.
I saw the calendar the other day, but I don't really remember.
Thank you very much to Daniela for this wonderful episode. If you're living in the US, don't forget to watch Daniela and her team live. I have linked their schedules down in the description box below, along with their Instagram accounts. If you have found this episode helpful, share it with your friend, your teammates, or even your coach. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask the players, or any players that you would love to hear their stories, please do send me a message on Instagram at TheVolleyTalkPodcast or use the hashtag TheVolleyTalkPodcast. Once again, thank you for joining us, and I'll see you in the next episode.